a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This year, kids can help decorate Writers Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Writers fans under the age of 12 can submit their best artwork by April 24th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Writers Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit writersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Frisco tries to add on to the lead, get some of those runs back. It's still a comfortable advantage for Frisco. It's 11-5. Rough Riders in front, giving up a 3-run inning last frame to make a 9-run lead into a 6-run lead. And we head into the bottom of the eighth. It's the catcher switch hitting backstop David Garcia to the plate, followed by the top of the order. Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna will follow David Garcia. A single, a walk, a strikeout in this contest for Garcia, hitting from the right side. The first pitch to him is away. The changeup, ball one from Ben Onishko, who returns for his third inning. David Garcia, the Venezuelan, been in the Rangers organization 6 years now. 1-0 to David, swung on, cracked right back up the middle into shallow center, a jumping attempt from Unroe, it's over his glove, and into center field for a base hit. David Garcia takes the 1-0 offering and softly plants it in center field for a single, his second hit of the game. And he's been hitting really well this series, three hits on Tuesday. He is now 5-4-7 in this series with a walk. He had the only RBIs on Tuesday and the 5-2 loss. And this one going better for the Rough Riders as a whole. Evan Carter steps in with nobody out. Runner at first. The pitch is taken off the inside for a strike on the corner to Evan Carter. Lefty-lefty matchup. Carter with a single, a walk. It's 1-for-3 in the game. The 0-1 offering to the 20-year-old is on the outer portion for strike two. No balls and two strikes to the Tennessee native. Hitting just under 400 on the season. 378, with three home runs, all in San Antonio. Tough place to hit home runs. The 0-2 to Evan Carter, a changeup that got him on the elbow. He started to think about swinging, and it came up and in. Does have an elbow guard on his right arm, and he seems to be okay. A little bit in pain. He shakes out his hand. It was somewhere on the arm. Elbow, forearm area. And he was moving kind of on the inside of the elbow, maybe biceps area. And he's looking at it, but does not seem to be in extreme pain.
Now, the elbow guard is on the right side. It hit him on the left arm. And that's such a scary place to get hit because there's not a lot of meat right there on that elbow. He's getting checked out by Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer. They're checking out his forearm, and it looks like he's good to go. But that's a scary moment for Carter.
He's had such a good start to the season that you just want him to keep getting at-bats and develop. And Evan Carter's had such a good start with Double A. He'll stay in the game, heads to first base after the hit-by-pitch, which does advance David Garcia to second base. Two aboard, nobody out, and Luis Angel Acuna is the batter. First pitch, down and in, skips away from the catcher. Carter came off first hard. He gets back in. Everybody stays put. David Garcia did not leave second base very much, very far. Carter was the more aggressive one. He's got to read Garcia, make sure his teammate is going before he goes. He dives back into first. On the ball down in the dirt to Luis Angel Acuna. Shortstop from Caracas, Venezuela. The 1-0 to him is swung on, belted down the third baseline, foul. Skips off the wall. Same hometown as the guy who's currently at second base. They're both from the capital city in Venezuela. Garcia and Luis Angel Acuna also share that same hometown with Gleyber Torres of the New York Yankees, two-time All-Star. One ball and one strike to Acuna with two aboard. Here's the pitch. It's off the inside edge, a little bit low. And ball two to Luis Angel Acuna.
I hear Ronald Acuna is also from Caracas.
You know, fun fact, they're related, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever knew that. They're brothers.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that. 2-1 offering from Ben Onishko. A hard swing down the left field line. It stays fair. Hooks into the corner down the left field side. Garcia scores. Carter to third. He'll stop there. It's a no-out double for an RBI for Luis Angel Acuna. He can't stop hitting extra base hits. A grand slam, two doubles yesterday. This an RBI double down the left field line. He's also got an infield single and a sacrifice bunt. I think the hardest hit ball he has hit in this game, which again has included two extra base hits, is a ground out. It's the only time he's gotten out this game. He grounded out 104 miles an hour off the bat for just a 6-3 put out. And that was harder hit than the grand slam. He's at second base. Dustin Harris, the batter, low and away. Runners in second and third for the Rough Riders, who now lead it 12-5 in the eighth inning. Acuna's grand slam in this game was at 98 miles an hour off the bat. Softer hit in that sense than the ground out at 104. 1-0 the count to Dustin Harris. He takes outside for a ball. The grand slam was magnificent. On the highlight, that went pretty noticeable on Twitter. All the comments, it was crazy to see how many people recognizing, hey, his stance, his swing, it looks just like his older brother. That was 70% of the reactions. The 2-0 pitch is low and away. So if you didn't already know, it would probably be pretty obvious just by looking at him, seeing the way he goes about his business and swings. He's got his own, you know, way he goes about it for sure. He's not identical to his older brother, Ronald, with the Braves, but certainly cut from the same cloth. Three balls and no strikes to Dustin Harris. The pitch is on the outer half for a strike. Frisco leads it 12-5 in what has been a active second portion of this game, picking up in the fifth inning, and these teams have not been content to just kind of go through the motions here. A lot of runs. The 3-1 pitch, Harris check swing. It's a fair ball up the third baseline on the chalk, and now dribbles foul, picked up by Warmoth. The runners stayed put where they were at on a fair ball until it went about 65 feet up the line. Harris was already past first base. It would have been an infield single that would not have advanced any runners. Acuna stayed at second. Carter stayed at third. On a check swing dribbler where Harris barely brought the bat off his shoulder and just clipped off the barrel and almost straight into the ground. And it ultimately is a foul ball to make the count full. Nobody out here in the eighth inning. Frisco has already scored one run and threatened for two more. 12-5 lead for Frisco. 12 runs on 12 hits. Onishko set for the payoff pitch to Dustin Harris. It's inside, almost hit him, that loads the bases. Dustin Harris draws the walk, his third of the series. He's still not gotten a hit, but he has a sac fly and the three free passes. And now it's Dio Arias, who walked and scored last inning. A home run in this ball game. He's 1-for-3. Evan Carter at third base, Luis Angel Acuna at second. He doubled for an RBI. His fifth run batted into the game for Acuna, which, by the way, is a career high for the 21-year-old. Helps extend his hit streak to 8 games in a row. He had already done that earlier, but hey, give him credit, hitting over 300 on the season. 12-5 lead for Frisco. And Acuna did, you know, continue to trend for Frisco already. The team had been hitting really well in bases-loaded situations, leading the league entering yesterday's action. Never did have, or 2 days ago, you know, last game, never had a bases-loaded situation in Wednesday's game. Had only one at-bat with the bases loaded in this game, and Acuna homered. In that situation, a grand slam for Frisco. 12-5 lead. Dio Arias to the plate after the mound visit. First pitch off-speed for a strike. And it's 0-1 to Arias.
Speaking of homers, Dio Arias has homered 3 times in the last 2 games and a really dangerous guy at the plate.
The right-hand hitter readies for the 0-1. Chops it foul to the Frisco dugout on the third base side.
The funny thing is, Arias has never really been a home run hitter in his career. The power has always been really the thing he needs to work on. He's always been just a really good bat-to-ball kind of hitter. Career high in homers was 7. That was last year.
The 0-2 to Arias is swung on. Bouncer to third base. Fielded by Wormuth. He steps on third. Throws to first. And Tanerowicz falls down. Holds on to the ball and records the out. It's a run-scoring 5-3 double play. No RBI for Arias, but he does get the 13th run of the game home. And Frisco is ahead by 8 runs now. Wormuth fielded behind the bag, stepped on third, and pulled Tanerowicz off the bag, but not until Tanerowicz received it, flopped down on his belly, and did record the out at first. So two down. Dustin Harris advanced to second on the play. Kellen Strom, the batter. First pitch swung on, bouncer to short. Two-hopper into the glove of Hoover. He throws in time to put away Kellen Strom. So three outs in two pitches to close the inning. One run does come home in that two-pitch sequence. And two runs in the inning, including the RBI double for Luis Angel Acuna. It's 13-5, Frisco in front. We head to the ninth inning. Zach Bigley will bring us home on the Writers Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, it's the Rough Riders 13, the Travelers 5, and Rough Riders will have a pitching change. They bring on Grant Wolfram in the top of the ninth inning, trying to finish out their seventh win of the season to go to 7-5 on the very young year. Isaiah Gilliam, Matt Scheffler, Connor Hoover, the three due up against the left-handed pitcher Grant Wolfram out of Michigan. Wolfram, the fourth pitcher used in the game for the Rough Riders. Nick Krauth got the start. He went four innings of shutout baseball. Antoine Kelly pitched two. Ricky DeVito pitched two. And now it's Wolfram, who is still yet to allow a run this season out of the Rough Riders' pen. This is the most damage that a team has done all season against the Rough Riders' bullpen. And the pitch on the way. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders have not allowed a lot of runs this year. And five matches their season high they've given up. The pitch. High off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. This is the fourth time that the Rough Riders have given up five runs. Wolfram from the stretch, the 2-0. There's a high fly ball down the left field line and rather deep, but to shy the warning track, Chris ceases under it. He makes the catch. One away, and that brings Matt Scheffler to the plate. Rough Riders two outs away from a win in Game 3 of the series before the 7-inning game tonight as part of the quasi-doubleheader. The Rough Riders entering into this game had a 2.97 ERA as a team. Best in the Texas League and 10th in the minors. The pitch is high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. And that'll go up a little bit. But still, allowing five runs is your season high. What, 12 games into the season? That'll certainly play. It's just a testament to how good this pitching staff has been, especially the bullpen. 1-0. Outside edge for a strike, upper part of the zone, and it's One ball and one strike. The Holland, Michigan native, Wolfram, has been a big part of that, making his fourth appearance. 2 2/3 scoreless baseball so far. The pitch misses high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike, and you can make that an even 3 after recording the first down here in the ninth. 3 strikeouts, he's only allowed 1 hit. And he has looked flat out dominant all season long. 2-1. Slider high and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. The guy who you can't imagine is going to be here much longer with the way he's pitching. The way he pitched last year, finishing off the season with a sub-2 ERA in the last 3 months. 3-1. Swinging a grounder back up over the hill and into center field for a base hit. Matt Scheffler has his second hit of the day with 1 out in the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading 13-5. Connor Hoover steps in. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Top of the zone, inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wolfram looks over at first in the 0-1 pitch. High pop-up right side, foul territory. Tanalu over from first onto the warning track at the tarp. And he watched it go 3 rows deep into the seats for a foul ball, 0-2. Oh for 3 day for the shortstop with a walk. The second game of today's action will be played in 7 innings. It'll be the 4th game of the series. And Tekoa Roby will start for the Rough Riders. It will start approximately half an hour after this one finishes. 0-2. High and tight, backed him away with a fastball, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The right-hander Kyle Tyler will start on the other end for the Arkansas Travelers. So it's a rookie and the vet in some ways in terms of organizations. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a slider. First strike 3. 2 outs on the first strikeout from Grant Wolfram, and here's Logan Warman. Tekoa Roby, just 21 years old. Kyle Tyler, a little bit older. He'll turn 27 later on this year. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Ormuth walked back in the sixth. He's 0-3 today. He was robbed in right center field by Kellen Strom back in the eighth. 2 outs in the ninth. The 0-1. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove, and the Rough Riders are 1 strike away from victory. Fans just starting to file into Riders Field. Ready for what should be a great crowd for this game tonight. Stretch by the lefty, and he brings in the 0-2. Runner takes off. The pitch is just a bit high. Hits with a slider, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wolfram looks in once again. He's ready and now steps off. So as soon as this game ends, we'll not have post-game coverage. You've got to get ready for the upcoming game. And then as soon as we do, we will let you know what our first pitch time is for the following contest. Wolfram ready, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a high fly ball to center field, should be playable. Carter back a couple steps. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Rough Riders win. Frisco wins it 13-5, our final score. The Rough Riders take a 2-1 advantage in the series. After the suspended game at 9-0 in the fifth inning, the Rough Riders tack on, and they win 13-5. Final line score for tonight's ballgame, Rough Riders 13 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Arkansas. We'll send it to music, and when we come back, the Rough Riders And Travelers will have first pitch coming up very soon in just about half an hour or so. Stay tuned for game two of tonight's action, the seven-inning contest between the Travelers and the Rough Riders. Riders win it by a final score of 13-5, and we'll be back in about half an hour with more baseball tonight.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Down on
stand under my umbrella. looking up, yeah, at the sky. Ain't a cloud rolling by. Look at you, girl. Oh, my, my. Hey there, baby, now ain't it the light? All I need is a lick in my lady.
help but feel our groove. I can't help but feel. Oh yeah, I can't help but feel our groove. I can't help but feel. Oh, oh yeah, I can't help but feel.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now.
It's okay to fear. It's okay when you feel small and you're okay right here. And it's okay when you feel nothing at all. And it's okay to find out what you thought you had ain't what you got. And it's okay to doubt, to learn what you think and what you thought. And we are always in motion, like the winds and tides of ocean. And every day I'm born again, I wake up, I feel that second wind. We're gonna be alright, we're gonna be alright. I see the look in your eye. We're gonna be alright. Scars that are buried deep inside. And it's okay to feel, to say all the things you've been trying to hide. And we are always in motion, like the winds, the tides, the ocean. And every day I'm born again, I wake up, I feel that second wind. We're gonna be alright, we're gonna be alright. I see the look in your eye. Need that healing. Let's get lost in the feeling, the feeling, the feeling.
singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
You're on a holiday. You can't find tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
There's the payoff, swung on and whipped.
He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Welcome into Riders Field once again. The Frisco Rough Riders all set to go for Game 4 of 6 against the Arkansas Travelers, fresh off a 13-5 victory in Game 1 of this quasi-doubleheader. The Rough Riders had their game suspended last night, and now they are all set to go for what is supposedly an actual game. We'll play 7 in tonight's contest. The Rough Riders at 7-5, the Arkansas Travelers at 8-4 on the year. Sakoa Ropey getting his warm-up tosses in on this gorgeous Friday night in Frisco, Texas. And let's give you the starting lineups for today's game. We start with the Arkansas Travelers. Leo Rivas leads things off at shortstop. Robbie Tenorowicz is at first base. And Robert Perez Jr. is the right fielder hitting third. Isaiah Gilliam, the DH, hits in the cleanup spot. Jake Enchia is the catcher. And Mike Salvatore is the third baseman. Patrick Frick at second is in the seventh spot. Riley Unroe is the left fielder hitting eighth. And Tanner Kerwer is the center fielder today, rounding out the card for the Arkansas Travelers. On the other side for the Frisco Rough Riders today, as announced by Carlos Cardoza at the helm of Frisco, Thomas Sajacy is the DH. He's leading things off. Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop batting second. And Dio Edias is at second base hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Nick Tanelu at first base, Kellen Strom in right field, and Chris Cease is the center fielder today for Frisco. Bottom third of the order, it's Trevor Hover, the left fielder, Scott Capers at catcher, and Jax Biggers is the third baseman, rounding out the card for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. Sakoa Ropey making the start for Frisco. It's his third start of the season, third start of his career at the AA level. 0-1 with a 6.52 ERA, but those numbers are a little bit misleading. In 9 2/3 innings, he's allowed 7 runs on 14 hits, but 12 strikeouts and just 3 walks. And he was good despite allowing 4 runs in his last start against San Antonio. He struck out 7 and didn't walk a batter in 6 innings. 2 of those runs came in his very last frame, and he just could not get out of allowing those last couple runs to kind of tarnish his start. But still, really good stuff from Sakoa Ropey his last time out on the road in San Antonio. He's ready to go. So are we. Game 4 of this 6-game series. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Friday night in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders are ready to get going. With Leo Rivas at the plate, here's Roby's wine, and the first pitch of the game is just high and inside, right on time at 7:35 in the p.m. here in Frisco. 1-0 on the shortstop, Rivas for Arkansas. Roby peers over his glove, and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, blew it right by him, and it's 1-1. First pitch temperature, 73 degrees, a beautiful day, sun shining up above. And not a whole lot of wind to speak out
either. Just 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Leo Rivas, Robbie Tanerowicz, and Robert Perez Jr., same three as we saw in the game earlier today. 2-1 pitch on the way. In the air, left side and foul, and it's 2-2. Leo Rivas, a couple hits in game three of this series. And he's now 3-for-13 in the set. Roby, the 21-year-old right-hander, shoulders square to the first base dugout, looks over the top of his glove, back into his wine in the 2-2. Just outside, barely missed with a breaking ball, and it's 3-2 now on Rebox. Defense behind Takoa Roby looks like this today. Trevor Hover in left field, Chris Cease in center, and Kellen Strom in right. Jax Biggers has third. Luis Angel Acuna plays shortstop, the 3-2. Chopped foul right side towards the on-deck circle where Tanerowicz waits. And it's still 3-2. Dio Antias at second base. Nick Tanelu is at first. And Scott Capers does the catching for Takoa Roby. He rocks back and offers in the payoff. Down low and inside for 4, and it's a leadoff free pass to Leo Rivas. Here comes Robbie Tanerowicz, who's been a huge thorn in the side of not only the Rough Riders, but everybody in the Texas League so far. Through the first three games of the series, he has been an on-base machine, and he's picked up a ton of hits. 3-run double in the 8th inning of Game 3. And he's 6-for-10 in the series. 2 doubles in those 3 RBIs. The league leader in ribbies with 20 on the year. The pitch. This is just low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Tanerowicz, former California Golden Bear in his collegiate days. Alex Nash has 2-strikes behind home plate. Sean Sparling is our first base umpire, and Trevor Matthews our third base umpire today. The 1-0. Rip and a miss. Fastball by him at 95, and it's 1-1. He draws some oohs and ahs from this Friday night crowd with a big rip and a miss. Long brown hair and a thick mustache as well. Only one batting glove on his left hand. Roby throws over to first, and Rivas just gets back in safely. Rivas 3-for-4 in stolen bases this year. Tanerowicz slightly open stance. Double play depth up the middle for the Rough Riders. Roby kicks in the 1-1. Fouled away, back behind home. 1-2 on the first baseman for Arkansas, who came into this series the best team in the league record-wise. They took game 1, 5-2, and then the Rough Riders have won 2 in a row. 9-5 and 13-5. Rough Riders offense starting to wake up a little bit. Hoping Takoa Roby can follow suit as well on the mound. Another throw over to first, and they got him! A perfect throw on the pickoff by Roby, and he picks off Leo Rivas after the walk. Quick move by the right-hander, and he got Rivas leaning towards second. He nails him. A 1-2. Roby over the glove. He winds and deals. Just outside. This is the 97-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2. Takoa Roby, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. 4-pitch pitcher. He'll work all of them in throughout the ballgame. 2-2. Low off the outside corner. Kicks in the dirt. 3-2. Has dealt with so many injuries over the course of his career, making him 21 years old in actuality, but probably in terms of baseball years, even younger, as he missed all of 2021. This is only his second full professional season. Made 22 starts last year, 21 starts, 22 appearances. The pitch is chopped on the ground, 2 hops to second. Dio Antias has it chest high, flips onto first base for the out, and there are 2 away in the first inning. Robert Perez Jr. stands in now. No score. Top of the first. Both of the first two hitters going with a full count against Tekoa Roby. He's already thrown 13 in the first two batters, and now Robert Perez Jr. has had himself a very nice series with three homers so far. His first three homers of the season. First offering on the way. Swing and a miss and a nasty curveball low and away. 0-1. Perez Jr., the lone position player in the top 30 prospect rankings by MLB.com on this Arkansas roster, Seattle Mariners affiliate. Roby the 0-1. Fastball captures the outside corner, a strike. 96 on the gun, and it's 0-2. Roby looking for that first strikeout as we play in the first inning. He's ready to go. Back into his windup, and the right-hander's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a curveball in the dirt. Capers collects, fires on down to complete it, and that's a clean first inning for Tekoa Roby. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base thanks to a pickoff. We go to the bottom of the first. Our score, Arkansas nothing. Frisco coming up on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the first inning from Riders Field. Our score, no score between the Travelers and the Rough Riders. Thomas Sejesi leads it off for Frisco. Luis Angel Acuna to follow, and then Dio Arias. Top three in the card against Kyle Tyler, the starter for Arkansas. First pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Sejesi, the designated hitter today. Rough Riders going with a bit of a different look lineup in game two of this quasi doubleheader. It's the JC's second start in the leadoff spot this year. The 0-1 off the outside corner kicks up some chalk off the outside corner, and it's now one ball and one strike. It's also the first off game for top prospect Evan Carter this entire season. The 1-1. Slow roller to the right side of the infield. Patrick Frick has it at second. He fields and throws out Sejesi. One away. Luis Angel Acuna steps in, the shortstop for the Rough Riders. No score, bottom of the first.
I think it makes sense to give Evan Carter a day off. He got to. You hate to have the fans, you know, miss an Evan Carter start, but you can't overtax a guy. A guy who just got hit by a pitch late in the first game today. It's only seven innings, so... You might as well just let him rest, come back tomorrow. Still got a long series and season to go.
The pitch. Ryan inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Also, if you got here early, you got to see him.
Yeah.
As part of the quasi-doubleheader,
right?
And it makes it so he actually doesn't get a full day off because he played half a game earlier today. The pitch. In the air, out to right field, right at Perez Jr. Backs up a couple steps, shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Two outs, first two up. And first two down against Kyle Tyler, who's had a tough season so far for the Seattle Mariners affiliate. The 26-year-old, 6-foot, 185-pounder out of Oklahoma for his college, and also out of Oklahoma where he was born, in Oklahoma City. In two starts, he's allowed 14 runs, 13 earned in just five innings. The pitch. Fouled straight back by Arias, and it's 0-1. Dio has hit three homers in his last two games. Stretch by the right-hander. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider by him, and it's 0-2. In those five innings, five walks for Kyle Tyler. Former 20th rounder by the Angels in 2018. The pitch. Fouled away right side. It's still 0-2. Two outs, bases clear. No score, bottom of the first inning. On what turned out to be just a picture-perfect night for baseball. And a good crowd as well for the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship night. 0-2. High and tight. Fastball misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. Golf themes all over the ballpark. One of the, I guess, positives, if you want to look at it that way, of our doubleheader experiences, I got to run around the ballpark and see some of that. The pitch off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. There's some fun stuff going on.
Yeah.
We're really excited. The Lazy River is got a nice flow to it early on in the game.
Yeah, people are actually swimming out there. They're not just hanging out watching.
It doesn't look very lazy right now. It's got some pace to
the
it.
The active river.
The 2-2. Ground ball foul left side. And still two balls, two strikes.
Nice snag, Carlos. Manager Carlos Cardoza barehanding it. Looking like Ozzie Guillen over there.
That's a former Gold Glover in college as an infielder.
Peach Belt Conference represent.
Shout out Peach Belt. 2-2. High fly ball, deep left field, Unroh to the warning track, looking up, and it hits off the wall. Arias a turnaround first on his way to second, and he pulls in right there. Nearly missed his fourth home run in the last three games. He'll settle for a two-out double.
That thing was cracked off the bat. I didn't think it would necessarily get out of the yard, and almost did, about halfway up the wall, but 100 miles an hour off the bat. He just waited on the off speed. I mean, that's a pitch coming in the 70s. You don't always see even breaking balls at this level. Oftentimes high 80s on the sliders. That's a 79-mile-an-hour pitch. He had to be patient for.
Just missed it, and now Nick Tanelu, first pitch is high and inside. One ball, no strikes.
I think if it was high 80s, though, it would have been out of here. A little extra velo coming in means a little extra velo coming out.
Tyler, the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. And Tyler's going to give up some hits. Opponents, you ready for this, Josh?
Oh, no, but tell me anyways.
We're hitting 516 against him coming into today's game.
Slugging percentage, I assume?
Nope, that's batting average.
Yikes. It's okay. He's got time to turn it around.
Very early in the season. 2-0. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. So not ideal from Kyle Tyler, but still very early on in the season and very early on in this game with a runner at second, no score as we play in the bottom of the first inning. 2-1 pitch to Tanelu. Slow roller, left side of the infield. Salvatore cuts over from third. A slight bobble, throws to first, not in time. Tanelu beats it out on a slight bobble by Salvatore. On the transfer, he couldn't quite get a hold of it. Tanelu busting it down the line the entire way. He beat it out. Arias to third. Runners on the corners for Kellen Strong.
A textbook example. Run out every ground ball. Because at first look, that's a textbook play. But you never know when the fielder's going to miss throw. He's going to bobble it out of the glove. Tanelu just barely beat it out because he was sprinting.
E5 on the play. First pitch to Strong. Flutters onto the top of the zone for a strike with a curveball, and it's 0-1. Strom, the right fielder today, went 0-for-4 with a walk in game 3. 0-1 pitch. Just high and inside. Went with the slider this time, and it's now 1-1.
They did call it a fielding error, which makes sense. I mean, it was on the transfer that made him. It wasn't just waiting too long, so they call it E5.
1-1 pitch. Strike in the inside corner, 1-2. Rough Riders will certainly take it. And for Kyle Tyler, that would make any runs that score unearned in this inning. Call Alan Strom trying to add to his run total nonetheless. Strom still looking for that first long ball of the season. Tyler brings it home. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home plate, and it's still 1-2. Rough Riders have made it a habit of scoring early on this season. Frisco at one point scored in the first inning in four straight games down in San Antonio. They've scored 9 first inning runs this year in 12 games. 1-2 pitch. High pop up, back behind home, foul territory, and Chia the catcher onto the warning track, and he watched it go into the seats. Still 1-2. 2 outs, runners at the corners. Rough Riders have scored a combined 22 runs in the last 2 games against this Arkansas pitching staff that really struggled coming in. Of course, Tyler's tough numbers are a big reason of this, but here's the stretch of the pitch. Strom fouls it away right side. It's still 1-2, but entering into yesterday's game, Arkansas's starting staff as a whole had a 6.5 ERA. Emerson Hancock, the starter for the Travs yesterday, 9 runs in 3 innings. Those numbers just pop higher. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Rough Riders will be held scoreless in the first inning tonight. No runs for the Rough Riders on a hit, an error, and 2 left on, but we go to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers no score. Game 4 of this 6-game series. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Just a gorgeous night. Isaiah Gilliam steps in against Tekoa Roby to start the second inning. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, and the first offering on the way. Rip and a miss, blew it right by him, and it's 0-1. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Roby, who walked the first man, Leo Rivas, then picked him off, got a ground out and a strikeout to end the inning. The pitch. Breaking ball, tap foul towards the on-deck circle where Anchia waits, and it's 0-2. So all in all, 16 pitches for Tekoa Roby in that first. 10 of them for strikes. Beg your pardon, 9 of them for strikes. 0-2. Fouled away, left side. It's still 0-2 on Isaiah Gilliam, the designated hitter, who homered back in game 1 of this series. One of 3 home runs for the Travelers in their 5-2 win. This is one of the best offenses in minor league baseball. Best offense in the Texas League entering this series. 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider down low of the zone. Tekoa Roby picks up back-to-back strikeouts. 2 on the day for him. And there's 1 out in the second. Jake Anchia steps in now. Rough Riders and Travelers, no score. Anchia, right-handed batter. The catcher in tonight's game. And the pitch home. Just low, one ball, no strikes. Takoa Roby making his third start in a Rough Riders uniform and as one of the youngest pitchers in the Texas League. There are a few who were born after him, the pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike, but there are no 20-year-old pitchers in the Texas League this year. Just a few 21-year-olds. That's exactly what Roby is. Roby won't turn 22 until September 18th. He's got a ways to go. 1-1 pitch. Curveball outside corner for a strike. 1-2. And when he's got all four pitches working, he is absolutely nasty, including that slider that was a late addition last year to his repertoire. He says it's really come along nicely, and we've seen it in his first two starts. The pitch off the outside corner kicks up chalk in the right-handed or in the left-handed batter's box, and it's two balls and two strikes. There's so much excitement around Roby. He's the number 11 prospect in the Rangers organization, and the guy who the Rangers are very, very high on is kind of the sleeper pick for one of the best starters in the organization this year. Here are the big names. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. Hard ground ball the opposite way. Pass the diving Tanalu, the first baseman, off to his right. And the ball scoots into right field. It's a hit for Anchia. Mike Salvatore steps in now. No score, top of the second. Salvatore in from the right side in the pitch. Roby pours a curveball onto the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Speaking of pitchers in the Rangers organization, how about what Cody Bradford is doing up in AAA? Cody, a Rough Rider at the end of 2021 and then all of 2022. And he was really the workhorse all season long for the Rough Riders in their rotation. 0-1 pitch from Roby. High pop-up back this way, coming towards us and just below us off to the right side. Oh, man. I had a chance at that. That hit off my windowsill about 2 inches away. Gosh.
If you had fully jumped out of the window onto the railing, the overhang, you could have gotten it. Risking life and limb to do so, not worth it, but...
That's the kind of one I got to catch, too. The pitch is low and away, and it's 1-2 because it's not screaming back here. That was a nice, right, soft one that was catchable.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity, Bigley. Get him next time. Runner at first, one out here in the second. No score. Roby nods yes at the sign from Capers, looking over towards first. And Chia takes his lead. Not much of a stolen base threat. And the 1-2 on the way. Fouled back this way again, off to our right. Not nearly as close this time, and it's still 1-2. Well, Cody Bradford, last year with the Rough Riders, had a 5.01 ERA. Well, it turns out AA may be a higher level than AAA for him, because so far through four starts in AAA, he's 4-0 with a 0.77 earned run average. Stretch and Roby's pitch. Broken bat, roller out to short. Acuna charges, throws on to second for one. Eddie is to first. Hey, got them both. Wow, what a double play by the Rough Riders. Acuna charged the softly hit ball. A quick turn on to second, and Eddie is with his lightning quick hands able to turn it from second base. Twin killing ends the inning, and we go to the bottom of the second. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless. It'll be Chris Cease, Trevor Hover, and Scott Capers due up against Kyle Tyler. Rough Riders put two aboard with one out, or with two outs, I should say, in that first inning, but could not score. And now they try to go to work again against the right-handed starter. We were talking about Cody Bradford before we went to break last inning. Former Rough Riders pitcher now in AAA Round Rock, who is just dominating the competition. He's allowed just two runs in 23 and a third innings. Opponents are hitting 128 against Bradford this year. First pitch. Cease a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on a fastball. Bradford yesterday went seven innings for Round Rock, allowed one run, and his ERA went up. And almost doubled the pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. That gives you an idea of how dominant he has been this year. You know, congratulations to Cody. Really happy for him. Baylor Bear, an Aledo, Texas native. 1-1. Just inside. It's two balls and one strike. While we're talking about starting pitchers, happy birthday to Jack Leiter as well. Jack Leiter's 23rd birthday today. He'll start on Sunday in the series finale. 2-1. Swing and a miss. By Cease's bat. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Tyler, his best hitter so far today. 2-2. Cease homered again in game three of this series. He has two homers in this series. The 2-2. Line drive into right center field, ripped into the alley, and it's down for extra bases all the way to the fence. Cease around first up to second. He's content with a double, and he just continues to hit with power to the opposite field. Chris Cease with a ringing double into right center field and 111 miles an hour off the bat. And the Rough Riders center fielder starts things off with a two-bagger for Trevor Hover. Talking to manager Carlos Cardoza before today's game, he says Chris Cease has been so impressive this year for a guy who has missed so much time over his last 3 years. The pitch. Down low and inside, and gets away from Anchia to his left just a little bit, not far enough for Cease to make a move on it. He's back in at second base. Chris Cease has dealt with a number of injuries, and none of them have really been fair. Not that injuries are ever fair, of course, but a lot of them have been freak injuries. The 1-0. Inside on Hover, and it's two balls and no strikes, from a torn labrum to a torn ACL. It's made him miss so much time, and he's only had over 700 at-bats in his 5 years, the pitch. Ground ball foul right side. It's 2-1, this after being a first-round pick. And so what Cardoza was saying before today's game was, you look at that, and yes, in reality, he's 24 years old. But in baseball time, he's really only 20 or 21 in terms of actual games played in the minors. And to be doing what he's doing here in AA is so impressive. The 2-1. Hover swings, comes up empty low, and it's two balls and two strikes. And what is he doing so far? Well, entering into this game, hitting 308 with an over 1,000 OPS in eight games. And he'll just add on to that with a double in his first at-bat here in the second. 2-2. Down low, and it's 3-2 on Hopper.
Chris Cease, I mean, you're talking about how much time he missed. He played 93 games last year, which is a decent chunk. Not, you know, it's a little over half of the season, but that was more than every season he'd played combined the previous 5 years, including the COVID year.
Yeah, 5 years and 1 year more than that, the pick. Swing and a miss, got him down low and inside of the breaking ball. And he strikes out Trevor Hover. It's his second strikeout, one away in the second. Runner at second, no score for Scott Capers.
And just the number of pitches that you'll see, like as a hitter, you got to see a lot of pitches, get used to it, have a lot of reps. Over the first 5 years, he'd seen about 1,200 pitches in 5 years. He saw 1,500 pitches last season alone, which is still not as many as he'll see this season, probably, if he stays healthy.
Offering to Capers. Low off the outside corner, goes all the way back to the backstop, and that allows Cease to take third. A wild pitch. 1-0 on Capers, and the go-ahead run just 90 feet away with one out. The other thing on top of that is he'll definitely see more pitches if he continues his defensive versatility. He was just a shortstop last year, played every game at shortstop and DH, nowhere else in his entire minor league career before this season. In the fall league last year, fall ball, the pitch. Capers takes a strike in the inside corner with the infield in. One out, runner at third now, no score in the second. He started taking reps out in the outfield in fall ball and then in spring training and making his debut in the outfield this year. The pitch, Capers swings and misses on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. So you're looking at kind of a new player in Chris Cease and a guy who has fallen out of the top 30 rankings all across baseball, but don't be surprised if he finds his way back in there. Finally showing off what he can do fully healthy for really the first time in his career. 1-2. Swing and a miss off the outside corner for strike three. Capers strikes out. It's back-to-back K's for Kyle Tyler, and there are two outs. Jax Biggers steps in now for the Rough Riders, looking to find their first run of the ballgame. Biggers making his first start of the day with the quasi doubleheader. It's his first start since game one of the series. The pitch. Curveball flicks across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. They shade Biggers to the opposite way in the outfield to the pole side for the left-handed batter in the infield. Tyler, right-hander, third base side of the rubber, pitches. Slow chopper over the hill, and a nice job by Tyler to sky up in the air. The pitcher grabs it, underhand flip onto first base, and he retires the nine-hole hitter, Jax Biggers, to retire the side. For the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning from Riders Field in this seven-inning game. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, magnificent night for 12 innings of baseball altogether today here in this Friday evening from North Texas. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. We continue the six-game homestand. Frisco, Arkansas, going at it here. No score into the third inning. Tekoa Roby on the hill facing Patrick Frick. First pitch, breaking ball down and away. And it's 1-0 to the right-hand hitter, Patrick Frick. T.K. Roby on the hill. Two scoreless innings so far. Got a double play to end the last frame with some help from Luis Angel Acuna to close it out. The 1-0. Fastball hit foul into the screen over the on-deck hitter, Riley Unroe. It'll be Frick, Unroe, and Tanner Kerwer, one of their top hitters batting in the nine hole. We'll try to turn the lineup over and get some base runners off of T.K. Roby, who's been pretty good so far. Right-hander back into the wind and throws a darting fastball over the zone. And it's strike two on Patrick Frick. One ball, two strikes. The infielder's playing pretty much straight up. Outfield, no real significant shift behind the 21-year-old right-hander who kicks in the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball almost got Frick to swing. He held back, and it's ball two, 2-2. It is golf night here at Riders Field, the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship night. That event going on, the actual golf event soon, and so in preparation for that, the golf themes, koozie giveaway. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, laced down the right field line, slicing foul, and hitting off a seat in the right field stands towards Kellen Strom. He'll toss it right back into the stands for one of the kids. Stays a 2-2 count. Fun to have all the golf themes around here. I remember talking with Dustin Harris before the season about other sports he played growing up, and talked about playing golf, and said, actually, if I wasn't a baseball player, if I was going to do something moderately athletic, it would be golf. Here's the 2-2 from T.K. Roby. Breaking ball hit down the right field line. This one might stay fair. It does stay fair. Bouncing to the wall on two hops. Frick around first. He will cruise into second and stop there for his first extra base hit of the season. A double down the right field line. And Arkansas is in business here in the third inning, their first runner in scoring position today.
Kellen Strom getting that back in from right field, and talking about golf, a bunch of the guys got together, played some golf on the off day on Monday, coming back from San Antonio. Word on the street, we heard this last year as well, it's like Kellen Strom is the best golfer on the team.
I feel like he'd be a great driver. He's got power. I just feel like he really would hit the ball off the tee really well. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
That's just my
feeling. That's your scouting report?
Yeah. he can launch it. I don't know nothing about golf, but that's my feeling. I like what Dustin said, though, as T.K. Roby has a mound visit from Scott Capers. No score here, third inning. Dustin talked about just enjoying the mental aspect of golf. It's just similar to baseball. Baseball is so minute in the details. As a hitter, if you're not locked in at the plate, you're not seeing pitches well, it's really hard to succeed. And golf, I mean, there's no opponent other than yourself, so the mental game that much more important. And Dustin just appreciated the similarities. T.K. Roby comes set, now facing Riley Unroe with nobody out, runner at second. Curveball that Unroe was showing bunt on, pulls back, and he did, according to home plate umpire Alex Nash, make an attempt at it. It's strike one on Riley Unroe. He's hitting 190. With Patrick Frick, his teammate at second base, representing the go-ahead run here in the third inning of a seven-inning game. Roby set with his hands under his chin, looks back at second, deals another breaking ball, bunted third base side. Roby off the mound, has to throw quickly to first, not in time. T.K. Roby goes into a crouch, seeing the safe call from Sean Sparling. Unroe showing bunt on a kind of sacrifice, but really wanting to get on sort of bunt situation. The second time he had shown the barrel, and so he was aware. The fielders know I might bunt here. He still did it, still got aboard. It's a bunt single for Riley Unroe. It also advances Patrick Frick to third base. Runners on the corners with nobody out for the Travelers. They've got a runner aboard in the first and second inning, but never advanced them beyond first. Still scoreless, third inning. Roby set. Face Tanner Kerwer. Right-hand batter with the runner going from first. The pitch is a strike. The throw down to second is cut off by Arias, the runner from third holding. Unroe gets into second on a stolen base. And Patrick Frick holding Pat at third. It's now runners at second and third. And still nobody out for the Travelers here in the third inning. Big chance for Tanner Kerwer.
who himself leads the team in runs scored. He'd like to add some run score to the stats of his teammates here with nobody out. The 0-1 offering, breaking ball low and away. One ball, one strike from TK Roby. A chance for him here to work through some trouble. He did well in the first inning after allowing a man on, wiped him out with a pickoff. Similar in the second inning, allowed a man on and a single, wiped him out with a ground ball double play. This time will be harder. Two aboard, no out. The 1-1 offering is inside near the batting gloves of Tanner Kerwer. And it's two balls and one strike from TK Roby. Scoreless affair here on Friday night. Two more games to come, 7:05 tomorrow, 4:05 Sunday to close out the series. Two balls and a strike from Takoa Roby. He kicks and comes home. Another breaking ball outside and low. He's avoided the fastball to Tanner Kerwer, who's hitting 317. A couple home runs, four doubles for the right-hand hitter. And bats in the nine hole. A lot of power, a lot of good pop out of their bottom part of the order. They want to set up Leo Rivas and the rest of the top of the order, get him on base. He's got two teammates aboard already. The 3-1 pitch is hit high and foul over the first base portion of Riders Field. Good crowd on hand here as the sun has set. Old ballpark and the playing surface in the shadows. Three balls, two strikes, two in scoring position for Arkansas. The infielders in, not all the way in, but near the base paths, all four of them. The payoff from TK Roby, breaking ball, fisted foul behind home plate. Good pitch from TK Roby to avoid the barrel of Tanner Kerwer. He can pitch around him a bit, and first base is open after all, but with nobody out, not ideal to put another runner aboard, even though it would make a force play at every base. But there's a lot of this inning still to go. Two runners aboard, no outs. Full count to Tanner Kerwer. TK Roby kicks, throws home, fastball under the hands, and he does walk him. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. No score yet, but Arkansas is as close as a team can be to scoring without actually have yet crossed home plate. Coming after a high-scoring game that concluded earlier today, a suspended game, which Arkansas scored five runs earlier today, but Frisco led 9-0, ended up winning it 13-5. And now both teams are tied for first in their respective divisions. Now it's Leo Rivas with the bases loaded. Takes a pitch in the outer half for a strike.
And if you're wondering, because I know you were, Josh.
I was.
It's a season high for the Rough Riders in terms of runs scored.
13 of them, yeah. And an 8-run win. Another big win. They've had every win, 4 runs or more this whole season. No balls and a strike with the bases loaded. Nobody out. The pitch inside on the changeup and low. And it's ball one, 1-1 to Leo Rivas. He walked and was picked off in the first inning. Is hitting 273 this year. Left-hand batter against right-hand pitcher. Middle infielders towards double play depth. Corner infielders with their feet at the cut of the grass. 1-1 the count from Roby. With his back to first base, comes home. Fastball inside. He's trying to work the inside portion of the plate to both hitters. Kerwer the righty who is dealing on that side. Now comes the opposite side of the plate to the left-hand hitting Rivas. Avoiding the middle of the plate, which is good, but he's just missed the inside black a couple times. It's 2-1. Here's the pitch from Roby. It's popped up left field side. Long run for Trevor Hover towards the foul line. He slides, makes the catch and foul ground. The runner from third will tag and come home. Patrick Frick scores. It'll go as a sacrifice fly as Trevor Hover goes feet first near the padding on the left field side to make the catch, kicking up the chalk as he does so. It's a run-scoring fly ball down the left field line, right on the foul line, about 250 feet down from home plate. And Arkansas takes the lead, 1-0. So Frick comes home. The other runners hold put. Unroh still at second. Kerwer at first. And now it's Robbie Tenarowitz, right-hand hitter at the plate. First pitch is taken over the heart of the dish. Strike one. Takes away an RBI opportunity. Not that he doesn't have one still, but Tenarowitz leading the league with 20 runs batted in. As runners in first and second, instead of bases loaded, as Rivas did. 1-0 Arkansas, one out here in the third. The 0-1 offering from Roby's down and away. Ball one, 1-1 to Tenarowitz. Came in with 16 RBIs to lead the league. Had a bases-clearing double earlier today in the first game to get to 20 runs batted in, the first in the Texas League to do so this season. One ball, one strike, one out. Roby kicks, slings the 1-1 pitch. This one's belted deep to the warning track, and it's off the wall in left field. At least one run will come home. Hover comes back to scoop up the loose ball, throws to third base, not in time to get Kerwer. And Tenero is in for an RBI double off the wall in left field. It's a 3-0 lead for the Arkansas Travelers.
Tenerowitz is just way too hot right now. Roby, a hanging breaking ball. It was the curve right in the middle of the plate. And it wasn't tagged necessarily terribly hard. He didn't get all of it. 95 miles an hour off the bat, but still able enough to get it on the base of the wall in left field. And that's just a dangerous pitch to leave over the middle of the plate to a hot hitter.
Two in scoring position, one out. Robert Perez Jr. swings, fouls it off the catcher, Capers, who seems to be in some pain. It's tough for the catchers to deal with the two games today. We resume play in the fifth inning earlier today, and on the second pitch of the resumed game, David Garcia took a foul tip and needed some time to collect himself. If you had to bring Scott Capers into that game, then you'd expect him to play the entirety of this game also. Luckily, Garcia stayed in, but Capers takes a shot of his own. He'll stay in. He's okay, relatively speaking. 0-1 the count, one out. Two in scoring position. Infield is in. The 0-1 swung on and hit high down the right field side. Strom running for it. Tailing foul. It'll get into the seats. And a nice catch in a seventh row by a fan who has a souvenir. 3-0 Arkansas. Or pardon me, 2-0 Arkansas. They got the third run waiting at third base. Tenerowitz is at second base. 2-0 Arkansas in front. Top half of the third inning with one out. Nothing and two from T.K. Roby. Deals a curveball, swung on, ground ball, third base, foul. Bouncing over the bag and just to the left of it. And it stays an 0-2 count to Robert Perez Jr. Time for the team lead with three home runs, all of which have come here at Riders Field. And a solo home run earlier today. 107 miles an hour off the bat to right center field. That was in the other game, the one that's already finished. Frisco winning 13-5. Game two currently. One out. The 0-2 pitch is at the letters, and ball one from Roby. A 6.52 ERA so far in this young season for the young T.K. Roby. 21-year-old has pitched about 11 innings now on the season. A 1-2 pitch from T.K. Roby with two in scoring position. Breaking ball over the plate. Got him to look at it. Wait on it. Strike three. T.K. Roby gets the second out of the inning, freezing Perez. Wasn't the first breaking ball he'd shown in that at bat, but he trusted it again, and Perez was thinking fastball perhaps. He struck out twice today.
If you look at the situation that Roby kind of put himself in, bases loaded, nobody out, top of the order coming up. If he were able to only give up two runs, I think that's a win for the Rough Riders.
Has a chance to do that here with Isaiah Gilliam at the plate, two down. The first pitch to Gilliam, another breaking ball, and this one a strike. Middle portion of the plate. Belt high to Gilliam, who struck out swinging in his first at-bat today. 292 hitter with two home runs so far. Game number 13 of the season here. The one-strike pitch from Roby tails inside. Good block from Capers to keep the runners at their places. Kerwer at third. Tenerowitz following his RBI double is in second. Top half of the third inning here at Riders Field. Frisco trying to take a 3-1 series lead, but they have dropped a 2-0 advantage so far in this contest. 1-1 the count from Roby. Pauses, comes home with a fastball fouled away. One ball and two strikes from T.K. Roby. Got a lot of innings last year when he was 20 years old. He pitched at the high A level, a 4.64 ERA, 21 starts over 100 innings. So he's building a lot of experience as a youngster, but even still with all that, he's still just 21, still getting his repertoire set. He's trying to pitch through a difficult third inning. The 1-2 pitch with 2 outs taken down and in the dirt. Still one strike away for making sure it's just a two-run inning. for TK Roby, who is already up to 61 pitches in this game through the third inning. Nick Starr is warming out in the bullpen, third base side for Frisco. Two balls, two strikes, two aboard, and two out. TK Roby looks in, comes home, fastball swung on and missed. He gets through it finally. TK Roby limits damage, and he allows two runs, but does strand two in scoring position. The Arkansas Travelers a double, a couple doubles in the inning, but they take a 2-0 lead over Frisco. Bottom of the third coming up, 2-0 Arkansas, the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, now it's the Rough Riders' turn to try to get on the board, just like Arkansas did in the top half of this third inning. And it's the top of the order for Frisco. 2-0 lead for the visiting Arkansas Travelers. So J.C. Acuna Arias to the plate. Gets the right-hand pitcher for the Travelers, Kyle Tyler. So J.C. steps in. First pitch of the third inning is outside on the breaker, 1-0. So J.C. grounded out in his first at-bat, hitting .233 coming in. Three doubles, a triple for the third baseman. The 1-0 to Thomas is low for a ball. He's DHing today, leading off. Bottom half of the third inning on a gorgeous night, not too chilly. But not as hot as we'll see in July and August for sure. Make the most of it while you can. The 2-0 to J.C. is letter high. And ball three to Thomas. Frisco now 7-5 on the year. And looking to build on a winning streak here after a good series in San Antonio, winning the series against the Missions. 3-0 to J.C. is a strike, top part of the zone. Frisco went down to San Antonio, lost the first game of the series, and promptly won three in a row. And if they win tonight, they will do the same thing against Arkansas. Lost on Tuesday. Two wins since. 3-1 to J.C. swung on and missed. Still got another strike to work with after taking a big hack of the fastball. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff man in the third inning.
In this six-game series format, if you win two series and lose one, you're in a good spot.
Yeah. Payoff to J.C. Another cut, another miss. And he strikes out swinging. Kyle Tyler got back in after a 3-0 count. He dug himself in a hole, managed to jump out of it, gets the strikeout. Luis Angel Acuna is next to face the former major leaguer. Kyle Tyler is the only guy in this pitching staff for Arkansas to have gotten some service time at the big league level. Right-hander comes home. Acuna buckled by the off-speed pitch. And it's on the inside corner for a strike. One out, nobody on. Tyler appearing in the MLB level for the Los Angeles Angels 2 years ago and the Padres last year. The 0-1, Acuna thought about swinging. Went a quarter of the way around, but he held back. Ball one. And Kyle Tyler did well. Two games pitched last year, no earned runs. And had a sub-3 ERA in five games 2 years ago. 1-1 pitch, Acuna, a tapper in front of the plate. Tyler off the mound, Fields throws to first, beats him by a step. And Acuna is put away on the 1-3 ground out. And it's 2 outs in the third inning. Dio Arias, the batter, who doubled in the first, but was stranded at third base. Frisco has not scored since then or in that first inning. 2-0 Arkansas. Mentioned that Frisco could build a 3-game winning streak for the second straight week. Go loss, win, win, win to start the San Antonio series, and could do that here against Arkansas. Arias swings, first pitch, foul ball, third base side. Meanwhile, Arkansas could drop to 8-5. They might lose their spot at first place. They're now tied for first in the Northern Division. So both of these teams are tied for first in their respective divisions. The 0-1 is outside to Arias. It's Amarillo and Frisco knotted up at 7-5. In the South, Arkansas and Tulsa knotted up 8-4, each of them in the North. One ball, one strike to Dio Arias. The pitch and the dirt. Nice scoop by the catcher and Chia. But it's 2-1 to Dio Arias with 3 home runs in this series. Added that double off the wall in left field back in the first inning. Nick Tanelu is on deck if Dio Arias can get aboard and start a little 2-out rally here in the third inning. Under the dark night sky in Texas. 2-1 breaking ball to get the count even. And strike 2 on Dio Arias. Native of Cuba at the plate. Right-hand hitter. The infield playing back. Save for the first baseman. 2-2 pitch swung on. Skim foul right back to the netting. Tanerowitz, the first baseman, playing about halfway between the front half of the dirt and the back. The other three infielders at the very back of the infield. Patrick Frick with his feet on the grass, which is illegal. Now he steps back on the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Are you the police?
Down and away. I'm just saying, if he stayed there for the pitch, it's a violation. He keeps on stepping back on the grass between pitches, which
you
is
get
fine.
Back on the dirt.
I'll call the violation on him. I don't know why he'd step back, step in front. He can do whatever he wants between. Here's the 3-2 to Arias. It's inside, ball 4. A 2-out walk for Dio Arias. Nick Tanelu is the hitter. All 4 infielders have to have their feet on the dirt at the beginning of the pitch. And then do whatever you want with your feet. Take them wherever the pitch takes you, or even in between pitches. You could run out to the wall and tag and come back. Whatever you want to do. I don't care. But I'm just saying, he's got to get back.
Now he's chill.
Yeah, he stays there. I'm sorry, Patrick. I don't mean to criticize you. Just pointing it out. Nick Tanelu is the hitter. 1 on and 2 down near the third inning. First pitch to Tanelu. Hard hit ground ball, but it dies on the grass, rolls right in the glove of Rivas, throws the short way to second, and puts away Tanelu for a fielder's choice. And that's the third inning. A walk, but nothing else, and Kyle Tyler has gone 3 scoreless for the Travs. Arkansas leads it 2-0 through 3 complete innings. It'll be the fourth inning coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel, moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershagen, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, 62 pitches under his belt today. TK Robey stays in the game.
through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Arkansas Travelers with two runs on four hits, one error. And the Frisco Rough Riders, no runs on two hits and no errors. Tekoa Roby throws in to Jake Anchia, breaking ball. He checks his swing in the zone. And strike one from T.K. Roby. His 63rd pitch of the day. He's thrown a lot of strikes, been hit around a little bit. Two doubles last inning and two runs. 2-0 Travelers. 0-1 pitch, fastball, foul tipped off the glove of Capers, and strike two on Jake Anchia, who singled in the second inning but was forced out at second base on a double play shortly thereafter. 2-0 Arkansas in the top half of the fourth inning. It's Anchia, Salvatore, and Patrick Frick, the hitters this frame. The 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Got him to chase it in the dirt. Picked up by Capers, he throws to first and puts away Jake Anchia. A leadoff strikeout for T.K. Roby. He has punched out three in a row. His fifth strikeout overall. And good work for T.K. Roby ever since giving up that RBI double to Robbie Tenorowicz. He's struck out the next three batters he has faced. Mike Salvatore, the hitter. Right-hand batter against right-hand pitcher, top half of the fourth inning. A chopper third base side on a check swing, fielded on the bounce by the third baseman Biggers. Throws in time and puts away Salvatore, who did not mean to put that ball in play. He does so accidentally, and there are two outs. Patrick Frick, the hitter here in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 Arkansas. Frisco with a good pitching staff has started well this season. ERA under 3 entering today. Really good numbers from the Frisco pitchers all the way around. Top of the fourth continues with Frick fouling it back in on the hands. And strike one with two outs, nobody on, 2-0 Arkansas. Frisco to still not have a save log. No pitcher has gotten one of those. Not that they've blown saves. It's just either they've lost close games or won by a wide margin and not needed any pitcher to earn a save. 0-1 pitch is fouled at the plate. And T.K. Roby once again gets ahead of the hitter. It's nothing and two. Frisco pitchers also entering today, walking the fewest amount of batters in the whole league, 39 of them, and tied for first in ground ball double plays earned defensively, double digits, and got their 11th in this game. The 0-2 to Patrick Frick. It's low and away, not close enough to make him think about chasing that one. Frick was the first player to score in today's game. It's 2-0 Arkansas. He started the third inning with a double. Roby back into the wind. The 1-2 is, again, not close to get Frick to go after it. Roby with a two-strike margin and knowing he's towards the end of his leash. It's a quick inning, but he's nearing 70 pitches on the day, so he might not pitch much longer. Nick Starr was warming up earlier out in the bullpen. The 2-2 pinch from T.K. Roby is close to the outside corner, just off the plate, maybe. I thought it hit the top right corner of that zone. Frick doesn't swing. Probably should have. Goes his ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Base is empty. And the fourth inning. Roby winds for the payoff. Breaking ball hit down the third base side. Backhanded by Biggers. Pops out of his glove into foul ground. And Patrick Frick will reach safely at first base. And the two-out ground ball down the line. It would have been tough for Biggers to chop his feet and throw across, but he should have at least fielded it cleanly. It pops out and will be ruled a base hit for Patrick Frick. Fifth hit of the day for the Travelers. And the left-hand hitter, Riley Unroe, is up next. One on and two down. Infield shifts to the right with the third baseman Biggers coming up close to the grass. First pitch fastball whacked under the glove of Nick Tanelu. Skitters into foul ground down the right field side. Unroe around to second. Frick into third. And the ball finally dropped back into the infield on the hard hit liner under the glove of the first baseman Tanelu. And once it got past him, it went into no man's land as it veered off to the right down the right field line. So a long distance for Kellen Strom, the right fielder, to get to it, or Tanelu or Dio Arias, the second baseman. None of them really close to it, and so both runners advance two bases. The batter runner Unroe into second on what will also be ruled a base hit, I believe. We'll double check, but as it stands, he's at second base.
And Patrick Frick into third. T.K. Roby had two outs, nobody on, and threw what I thought was a strike and a two-strike pitch that would have ended the inning. And now it's runners at second and third, two down. Tanner Kerwer, the batter, one of their best hitters. First pitch taken at the knees, just below. T.K. Roby squeezed a little bit this inning by Alex Nash. Home plate umpire, he's been pretty good today, but didn't give him that outside corner on a 2-2 pitch. And then the single. And then the other one that was ruled a base hit moments ago. Back-to-back hits. The 1-0 pitch from Roby, grounded right back up the middle. It sneaks through the infield. It'll score at least one. Yeah, it'll score two. Two runs come in on an inning that really should not have gotten to this point. It's a two RBI base hit for Tanner Kerwer, who does his job. And it scores Unroh and Frick. It's 4-0 Arkansas. Give Arkansas credit. You get a pitch on the outside corner and you can continue the inning. They did their job. It's 4-0. Travelers. Kerwer picks up two RBIs. The tough part for Roby is not only that pitch that could have been called a strike, but two balls grounded on the infield, neither of which were fielded. Both tough plays. Both were ruled hits, although they were both kind of borderline hits or errors. And since they were both called hits, these runs are earned against him. But it's not like he's given up a bunch of really hard hit balls and missed the strike zone a ton. Now facing the top of the order, Leo Rivas, the hitter. Left-hand batter with a runner at first and still two outs. Runner goes in the first pitch. It's down the middle for a strike. The throw to second is not in time. And Kerwer slides in, almost lost the base, slid past second, but kept his feet there and earns a swipe of second. He's in scoring position with two down as they look to add on to what is already a crooked number in the fourth inning. Two runs in the third, two runs in the fourth. No score yet for Frisco. The 0-1 offering from T.K. Roby is taken by Rivas low. Ball one to Leo, who has a sac fly today to score the first run of the game. Down towards foul ground in the left field side. It was caught on a sliding attempt by Trevor Hover, but a run did come home. One ball, one strike from T.K. Roby. The runner at second. He comes inside, almost hit the foot of the batter, Rivas. It missed his ankles. It advances the runner to third on a wild pitch. Got to the backstop. I don't know how Rivas got out of the way of that one. Looked like it was going to hit both of his feet and somehow skittered through. Maybe nutmegged him between the legs or somehow got past him. And it's ball two. Runner at third now. T.K. Roby trying to get out of this inning after he got the first two guys out. Two balls, one strike, two down. The right-hander comes home. It's swung on. Ground ball towards second. Two hops into the glove of Arias. Throws in time. And T.K. Roby does strand the runner at third. A difficult inning. A couple of ground balls in the infield with two outs. And ultimately, a two RBI single with two down gives Arkansas a 4-0 lead. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
middle of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Trailing 4-0 to the Arkansas Travelers, it's Kellen Strom to the plate to face Kyle Tyler. The right-hander whips home the first pitch. It's inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Arkansas Travelers scoring two runs back-to-back innings. 4-0 over Frisco. Kellen Strom, Chris Cease, Trevor Hover to the plate. Bottom of the fourth. Second pitch swung on and tapped foul by Kellen Strom. April 21st, 2023, on this date in baseball history. The perfect game, one of only 23 in baseball history. One of those was in 2012, Philip Humber. Chicago White Sox did it. Here's the 1-1 to Strom, is low and outside. I know for you and me, Zach, difficult to say. He was at Safeco Field against the Seattle Mariners. We are facing a Mariners affiliate after all, but they got blanked by Philip Humber 11 years ago to the day. 2-1 pitch. Strom takes it high for ball three.
That was the 20th perfect game in regular season MLB history.
Yeah. Didn't even need 100 pitches to do it. Felix Hernandez has the most recent. Been a while. 3-1 to Kellen Strom is low. Ball four. And the Pacific Northwest native Kellen Strom from Eugene, Oregon walks. Do you know if Kellen was a Mariners fan growing up? He grew up in Eugene, but you know,
he wasn't a big baseball fan from what I understand. An MLB fan.
That's fair, I should say. You grew up in the same town. You know way more about him than I do. Let me try to get you on a trivia. Do you know his namesake? As Chris Cease steps in with nobody out, runner at first. I'll give you a second to think about it. Kyle Tyler comes set with Frisco trailing 4-0. First pitch, breaking ball high. Kellen Strom. You know who he was named
about
after?
Kellen? The name Kellen?
Yes.
Is it a grandfather?
Nope. It's an athlete.
Okay.
But not a baseball player. As after all, you said not as much.
Oh, it's...
The 1-0 to Cease. A check swing and appeal. No swing. 2-0.
Kellen Winslow.
There you go.
Tight end.
The senior. Kellen Winslow, senior. Los Angeles Chargers Hall of Fame. San Diego Chargers. Los Angeles. You get the idea. First round pick. His dad, Kellen Strom's dad, big Kellen Winslow fan. 2-0 pitch to Chris Cease, big swing, and didn't get it. It's 2-1.
Athletic family. His dad was a wrestler.
Yeah.
His mom is in the University of Oregon Hall of Fame, a softball player.
Yeah. Brother Connor played football at Montana. 2-1, the count to Chris Cease with Kellen Strom at first. He spikes the fastball. Strom will stay at first, dribbles up the first baseline. No outs, 4-0 lead for Arkansas.
Strom, I say Strom, Connor Strom was always the best athlete at any sport he played. Both him and Kellen played football, basketball, baseball, and they all lettered in all 4 years at those sports, and they were just an incredibly athletic family.
The younger brother at first base, Chris Cease, slices one foul. It's 3-2 on the shortstop slash left fielder slash today center fielder and right-hand hitter.
Connor was a bigger guy. Kellen was faster. Yeah. Connor was a linebacker at Montana. And when he was 2 years older than Kellen. And he was a senior when Kellen was a sophomore, played his first varsity game and had a pick six in his first drive as a defensive back.
Wow.
And he said his brother was the first one to tackle him in the end zone.
The payoff to Cease on the outer half taken. And strike three. One down here in the fourth inning. Kellen Strom remains at first, the Sheldon High School graduate with his brother Connor. Now it's Trevor Hover to the plate. Name for Kellen Winslow. Winslow, the famous tight end, NFL player. He wasn't the athlete like his namesake Kellen Strom or the guy named after him. He was a chess player growing up but didn't like football. Didn't play till late in his high school career. Became one of the best tight ends of all time. First pitch to Hover is inside for a ball. Kellen Winslow was a big chess player and wasn't until the high school football coach at his school finally convinced him to come out for football. Became a first-round pick and Chargers Hall of Famer. Nothing and one to Hover. Strom goes. The pitch is inside. Good break for Kellen. Slides in feet first safely. Ball got away from Rivas, who was going to be a bang-bang play, but he couldn't tag Strom. With the ball bouncing out of his glove, it's a stolen base for Kellen Strom. And now a 3-1 count for Trevor Hover. So a chance for Frisco to get on the board here, cut into a 4-0 lead. They don't have very much time compared to normal. It's just the fourth inning. But we will not play the eighth or ninth innings today. Just a 7-inning game after picking up a suspended game from earlier today. 3-1 pitch. Hover swings and bounces it. Actually didn't get a piece. Just skips off Anchia. It was a swing and a miss and a live ball. But Strom stays at second. 3-2 now the count to Trevor Hover. Frisco winning 13-5 earlier today, concluding a 9-inning game that started yesterday, and then playing a 7-inning game today. So Frisco trying to make the most of this inning and has three more innings after to work with. Trying to build a three-game win streak. Payoff pitch upcoming to Trevor Hover. Here it comes. Breaking ball. He whacks it in a shallow left center. That'll get down for a base hit. Strom, a late break to third. He'll hold there. It's a single for Trevor Hover. And now runners on the corners for Frisco with one away. Good work with two strikes for Trevor Hover to send it to center field. Strom read it pretty well, but even with that read, still had to wait a beat to make sure it wouldn't get caught. So he gets to third, but no further. The mound visit with Jake Anchia coming out to chat with Kyle Tyler. There's a guy who had an ERA over 20 entering this game in a couple poor starts, but obviously he's got better stuff than what he showed. He's made his MLB debut already and showing today his stuff a little better. Three scoreless innings so far, but now in the fourth inning, two runners aboard. Scott Capers the batter with a team leading batting average of .391 coming into today's action. The catcher for Frisco leading the team in batting average, including five extra base hits. The first pitch to Scott Capers, a breaker high, and it's 1-0 to Scott. Now to Valparaiso, catcher with runners on the corners for Frisco. Kellen Strom taking his lead on the inside part of the chalk. The 1-0 to Capers, big cut on the 91-mile-an-hour pitch from Kyle Tyler. And it evens the count at one apiece. Trevor Hover at first after a single. Kellen Strom walked, stole second, and advanced to third on that single. The 1-1 pitch is swung on, blooped foul behind home plate. And Capers has two strikes on him. He had a chance in the second inning after Chris Cease doubled to get in the first run for Frisco, but he struck out, as did Hover. Now this inning, Hover singles. Capers would like to do the Simon Says game once again. One ball, two strikes to Scott Capers. He swings. Foul ball down the right field line. And keeps it a 1-2 count to the right-hand hitting catcher. Jax Biggers is in the on-deck circle for the Rough Riders. There's one out here in the fourth inning. Frisco trailing 4-0. Kyle Tyler comes set, the righty comes home. Breaking ball hit pretty hard to left field. Unroe running back towards the gap, still tracking it. Did he make the catch? He did on the warning track. It'll score a run as Kellen Strom comes home from third. It's a sack fly for Scott Capers that was almost a lot better. A really great run for Unroe to sprint towards the wall and reach out, making an extended catch near the wall. It still scores a run, but it could have been a lot more for Frisco. As it stands, it's the second out of the inning. And a sack fly for Scott Capers. Strom scores. It's 4-1. Arkansas in front. Jax Biggers to the plate with a runner at first. A throw over to first, and Hover dives back. Capers got a hold of that one pretty well. Would have landed probably at the front of the warning track had Riley Unroe not gotten under him. He had to get a long ways out to it and run it down on a sprint. First pitch to Biggers, bunts, third baseline, high bounce, halfway up the line, perfect, but no throw for Salvatore. He scoops it up and doesn't even bother looking at first base. A bunt single for Jax Biggers, his third hit of the season. And that might get it going here as Jax sees himself on base with a nicely placed bunt up the third baseline. It was a high bouncer, came off the dirt in front of home plate, and probably got a good 10 to 12 feet in the air. More importantly, it was halfway between home plate and third base with Salvatore playing back, and the third baseman had no shot. That turns the lineup over. Thomas Sejasi, the batter. There are two outs, two aboard. Frisco trailing 4-1. Righty-righty matchup. Kyle Tyler comes set. He deals. Down and away, gets away from the catcher. Both runners breaking, and they'll both get in without a throw. A wild pitch puts Trevor Hover to third. Jax Biggers to second. Two down with a 1-0 count to Thomas Sejasi.
Well, this is where it could all start to unravel for Kyle Tyler. You have the top of the order due up, and even though there are two outs, you have guys who are really hot at the plate. And a wild pitch, putting two in scoring position. A base hit here would make it a one-run game.
Two in scoring position for Thomas Sejasi. A 1-0 pitch from Kyle Tyler, swung on, fouled back. Sejasi got under it. He'll take a lap around home and return to the batter's box. He's DHing today, so his one job is get runners around and home at the plate. Capers takes his lead from, or pardon me, Biggers takes his lead from second. Hover at third. A 1-1 pitch to Sejasi. Swung on, ground ball foul in between Carlos Cardoza and the coach's box. And Trevor Hover, the runner at third base. Kyle Tyler trying to come off a rough couple of starts to begin this season and pitch well against a hot-hitting Frisco team, coming off a 13-run game for the Rough Riders. One run so far today, 4-1 deficit. The 1-2 outside, and ball two to Thomas Sejasi. After two tough runs off TK Roby last inning that Arkansas scrapped out, it would be big for Frisco to get at least those two runs back. They've scored one so far. There are two outs in the inning. Sejasi requests time, granted by Alex Nash. As one allowed timeout, reset the batter, the pitch clock at 18. Runners at second and third for the Rough Riders. Sejasi, a chance for a two-strike, two-out RBI base knock. The 2-2 pitch from Kyle Tyler's low and away. Ball three to Thomas Sejasi. If he walks or otherwise gets on base, Luis Angel Acuña is next. Down by three, Frisco looking to mount this two-out rally. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Kyle Tyler comes set to Thomas Sejasi. The pitch. He swings and pops it up on the right side, tailing towards the seats. Tanerowicz looking up. He has no chance. It's several rows deep. And a foul ball. Let's do it all over again. Beautiful day for baseball in Frisco. Would make it that much better to see Thomas Sejasi rip a ball into the gap or do something to get aboard, get a run home. Great crowd on hand. Already had some stuff to cheer for this inning. And Thomas Sejasi wants to add on. Three balls, two strikes, two in scoring position. With two down. The pitch. He swings and again fouls it down the right field side into the suites. Beyond first base. And once again, Thomas Sejasi staying alive, getting decent contact. Frisco tied for first in the Southern Division. Would love to win a game here and put themselves in position to win the series and stay at least tied for first in the division. And a big inning right here in a seven-inning game, fourth inning currently. Another 3-2 pitch to J.C. swings. Fly ball to right field. Coming in is Perez. He reaches out. He dives. He held on before it hit the grass. The inning is over. A 2-RBI base hit stolen away by Robert Perez Jr. Thomas Sejasi got about 8 inches away from an RBI base hit. Had that die just a little quicker. And the diving Perez steals it. It's just a one-run inning for Frisco. Stranding runners at second and third. It's now 4-1 Arkansas through four innings. Zach Bigley will be on the call in the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos, quesos.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's Nick Starr who takes over for Takoa Roby. Done after four innings in his start. Reminder that this is a seven-inning game, so this fifth inning plays like the seventh would in a normal game. First pitch on the way to Tanerowitz. And it's on the outside corner for a strike with a first pitch breaking ball from Nick Starr. Final line from T.K. Roby, not as pretty as he would have liked entering into this one, facing a tough offense. The 0-1. Hard ground ball through the right side for a base hit. My goodness. Robbie Tanerowicz just keeps on hitting. And an RBI double in the third, now a single in the fifth to the opposite field. It leads things off against Nick Starr with a base hit. So that final line for T.K. Roby tonight. Four runs on seven hits. All four of those runs earned. Five strikeouts and two walks for the 21-year-old. Robert Perez Jr. stands in. Right-handed batter, Starr's pitch. Down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders trailing 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning. And an opportunity for Frisco to put a zero up on the board in this top of the inning and send 2, 3, and 4 up to try and get some runs in the fifth. The pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Nick Starr has been very good out of the bullpen this year for the Rough Riders outside of his first appearance where he allowed a couple runs. Overall this season, the pitch is fouled straight back and it's 1-2. 5 innings, he's allowed 2 runs on 5 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks. 1-1 with a 3.60 ERA, and he was dominant in his last outing in San Antonio. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner. Nick Starr turns to the curveball and strikes him out off the outer edge. 1 away for Isaiah Gilliam. He struck out 3 in a 2-inning shutout performance in San Antonio his last time out. And counting that appearance, his last two, he's gone 3 scoreless innings with 3 strikeouts, only 1 hit. First pitch to Gilliam is a ground ball foul off his foot out in fair territory down the first baseline, but hit him first, so it's 0-1. Nick Starr has talked so much about just wanted to go out there and throw and not think. And he added a couple pitches in the offseason, just trying to make his repertoire even deeper. Added the sinker and the slider. The pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball at 97. And it's 0-2. And talking to Scott Capers in San Antonio about Nick Starr in particular. Capers currently the catcher for Starr. He said, Starr's always been nasty. And then you add those two pitches? I mean, come on. Throw goes over to first base low, and Nick Tanaloo picks him. And Starr says, thank you very much. Save the air. Tanerowitz at first base, one out in the fifth. 4-1 our score. Arkansas leads in game two of the day. 0-2. Just high of the zone. Miss with a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. That's the thing about Nick Starr. Last year, he dealt with some injuries, only 28 outings, only threw 30 and two-thirds innings. But he only allowed 7 earned runs, a 2.05 ERA. The pitch is drilled down the right field line, a fair ball rolling in towards the corner. Tanerowitz unhitches the trailer around second on his way to third. He's getting the wave home. Eddie is the relay to the plate. Capers has it and can't apply the tag as Tanerowitz goes belly flopping and barrel rolling over the plate. And it's 5-1 Arkansas. Gilliam all the way into third. I'll probably credit that with a double. And advancing to third on the throw. We'll check the official score, but it's another run for Arkansas. It's now 5-1 Travelers. Jake Enchia steps in. He Infield comes in for the Rough Riders, trying to limit it right here at a four-run deficit. Starr stretches and offers home. High and tight. One ball, no strikes. So Tanerowitz has had a good game. RBI extra base hit for Isaiah Gilliam. The 1-0. And Chia takes high, and it's two balls and no strikes. And the bottom third of the order today for the Travelers has been the biggest thorn in the side of the Rough Riders. The bottom third is a combined 5-for-5. Two RBIs, four runs scored. And two doubles. I mean, the bottom of the order is having that kind of production. That makes it really difficult in the Rough Riders. 2-0, swing and a miss. And it's now 2-1. That was on the cutter. Especially when you look at the Rough Riders' offense. Only one run tonight on four hits through four innings. 2-1. Foul ball back behind home. Just caught a piece of it. And it's two balls and two strikes. And Chia's 1-for-2 today. He singled to right field back in the second. Starr stretches. Glove at the belt. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Breaking ball got him. His second strikeout, and there are two away. Mike Salvatore steps in now. He's 0-for-2 today. Salvatore, the third baseman in today's game. Starr's pitch. Checks up on the inside corner for a strike with a cutter, and it's 0-1. Salvatore, the 26-year-old out of Trenton, New Jersey, a Florida State product. Former ninth-round pick by the Mariners in 2019. 0-1. Fastball clips the outer edge for a strike, 0-2. He's making his Double-A debut today, looking for that first career Double-A hit. Spent last year with Everett. The 0-2 is low of the zone. One ball, two strikes. A year ago with Everett, it was a tough year offensively. Hit just 168 in 54 games. Dealt with injuries, though, the pitch. Slow roller, third base side, and foul. Still one ball, two strikes. In fact, in his minor league career in 103 games, he's just a 170 career hitter. Trying to find his first Double-A hit.
He had a really good year at Florida State. I mean, his last year hit 340, but just hasn't made it in the minor leagues. 170 average in his career in the minors so far.
1-2. In the air out to right center field. Strom chasing after it. He's under it, and he puts it away with one paw in front of his ball cap. So Nick Starr allows a run. It comes on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. But the Rough Riders still do trail. This time it's by one extended run. Four-run deficit for the Rough Riders, 5-1. Travelers out in front. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Four for the Rough Riders due up in the fifth inning. It's Luis Angel Acuña against Devin Sweet, the new right-hander. And the first pitch is grounded foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 5-1 in this bottom half of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Very happy to have you along. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. 0-1 pitch. Hardliner foul past Carlos Cardozo, Rough Riders manager and third base coach. And it's 0-2. Kyle Tyler is out of the game after his start, and Devin Sweet takes over for Arkansas. Tyler had by far his best start of the year. The 0-2. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. The check swing, and Acuña was able to hold. One ball, two strikes. Tyler's final line, he goes four innings, allowing a run. It was earned on four hits. He struck out five and walked two. He came in with an over 23 earned run average. End of this start. 1-2. High off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Count even on Luis Angel Acuña, who's 0-2 today. The Rough Riders only have four hits. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Sweet pulled the string on him with a changeup at 76 miles an hour. Right down the heart of the plate. Acuña out in front on it. One ball and no strikes, or I should say one out now for the Rough Riders here in the fifth inning. It's 5-1, Arkansas leads. And Dio Edias stands in, who's 1-for-1 today with a double in the first and a walk in the third. And Sweet delivers. Foul back to the screen, 0-1. Devin Sweet, the 26-year-old, 5'11", 183-pounder out of Greensboro, North Carolina, pitching in his third season with the Arkansas Travelers. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Pitched partially in the bullpen and partially in the starting rotation in 2021, and then fully committed to the bullpen in 2022. The 1-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. So we've seen a lot of Devin Sweet over the last few years. The offering, down low and inside, two balls and two strikes. Made 43 appearances out of the bullpen last year, a 5.28 earned run average. Right-hander, high Black Sox. Peels back in the 2-2. Ground ball foul at the plate. Edias, a little friendly fire, fouling it off himself. And it's still two balls, two strikes. Five runs on nine hits and one error for the Travelers. One run on four hits and no errors for the Frisco Rough Riders. Edias back in. He's 1-for-1 today with a double and a walk. He's turned to a huge offensive force in this series for the Rough Riders. 2-2. High fly ball out to left field. Unroh to the warning track, just shy of it. Under it makes the catch. Just missed it, jammed him a little bit off the inside corner, and there are two down. He's really been lifting the ball a lot in this series. Nick Tanelu steps in. He has three homers in the series and a double as well. He's knocked in five runs. Rough Riders could use some runs right now, trailing 5-1. Bottom half of the fifth inning, two outs. Nick Tanelu steps in, a longtime Texas leaguer, and the pitch is off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders trailing by four. Here's the windback and the pitch on the way. Fouled back to the screen. And Tanelu's even in the count, one ball and one strike. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight here on this beautiful night. Special thanks to Emily listening in Frisco. Thanks for tuning in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Tanelu trying to get something going with two outs. Rough Riders may have used up all their runs in the first game. 13 in that first game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Tanalu out in front for strike three. Another great changeup by Devin Sweet. And the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Riders down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top six coming up. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network with the Rough Riders trailing 5-1.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, bottom part of the order for the Arkansas Travelers in the sixth inning here from Riders Field. Nick Starr still on the mound, 5-1 ball game. The Travs in front. Right-hander deals the first pitch on the outside corner. And it's a strike on Patrick Frick, who's had an excellent day today, a double, a single. He has scored twice, more than Frisco has scored as a ball club today. Second pitch is also on the outside corner. A couple generous calls from Alex Nash. I think it did dot the outside black. And it's nothing and two from Nick Starr. Came in relief last inning and gave up one run. Trying to pitch a scoreless inning here. Goes back to the rosin bag and will try to put away Patrick Frick. Three pitches perhaps. No balls, two strikes. Just starting out the sixth inning from Frisco, Texas. Right-hander kicks, breaking ball. Didn't get Frick to chase it. Low pitch from Nick Starr. One ball, two strikes. Arkansas scored two runs in the third inning. Added two more in the fourth. They haven't slowed down much, adding another run in the fifth. And they lead it 5-1 over Frisco, which has won two straight games over the Travelers. 1-2 pitch is low and away from Nick Starr. And it's two balls, two strikes on the right-hander. Frisco wearing the red uniforms today, red ball caps, white pants. Had to switch quickly between the two games from the blue uniforms they wore in game one. A 2-2 pitch is grounded past Nick Starr. A three-hopper to the second baseman Arias. Fields on the run, has a short throw to first, but she makes in time and puts away Patrick Frick. One down in the sixth inning, and it's Riley Unroe, the batter. 7-8-9, the hitters for Arkansas. Against Frisco, top half of the sixth inning. 5-1 lead for the Travs. Frisco a rare deficit. Frisco boasting the best run differential in the Texas League. All 10 teams topped by Frisco. First pitch to Riley Unroe is a ball outside. They came in today tied with Tulsa for the best run differential, but they were sitting on a 9-0 lead from yesterday that was not technically a completed game. A 1-0 pitch is over the plate and a strike to Unroe to even the count 1-1. Nobody on base, one out in the sixth inning. So now Frisco with a plus 36 run differential. A 1-1 offering from Starr is under the batting gloves of Riley Unroe. And ball two from Nick Starr. Frisco only allowing 34 runs on the season. Did add five to that today. 2-1 pitch grounded to the first base side. Tanalu up with it. Runs over to first and puts it away by his lonesome. And there's quickly two outs in the sixth inning. Two ground ball put outs off the hand of Nick Starr.
If this score holds, Josh, this would be five games this year the Rough Riders have allowed five runs. It's the most they've allowed all year. That would be crazy.
It's a lot of fives.
In 13 games of the season, you allow five runs five times. It means nothing.
High fly ball from Tanner Kerr. We'll stay on the infield. Little pop-up. Arias calling for it. The second baseman underneath puts up the tan glove and squeezes it for the out. Nick Starr goes 1-2-3. And the sixth inning keeps it relatively close. It's Arkansas 5 and Frisco 1 to the bottom of the sixth inning in a seven-inning game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, it's Kellen Strom to lead off for the Frisco Rough Riders in a 5-1 ball game. Frisco trailing by the four spot in the home half of the sixth inning. First pitch to Kellen Strom is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1 to the right-hand hitter who has struck out and walked today. Second pitch to Kellen is taken letter high. And it is ball one from Devin Sweet, right-hander out of Greensboro, North Carolina. In his second inning of work for the Travs. 1-1 pitch is low to Kellen Strom, and it's 2-1. Kellen is the only Rough Rider to score today. Walked in the fourth inning, stole second. Around on a sack fly by Scott Capers. Breaking ball off the inside corner, and Kellen Strom gets ahead. Three balls and one strike. He was committed to U of O. Almost was an Oregon Duck, but ended up not going to U of O. Strom takes a big cut. It's 3-2. I know Zach is perturbed by Kellen's decision. Not really his decision. You can't blame him because he was going to go to U of O. It was a coaching change. He ended up going to San Jose State. Zach, of course, if you don't know, voice of the Rough Riders himself, a U of O graduate. 3-2 pitch to Kellen is high, and he works a second walk here today.
It's a long story. I'll give you the cliff notes, though. Basically, Strom, an amazing football player in high school, as a favor to Lane Johnson, his head football coach, he decided to play in a high school All-America game, tore his ACL in that game while committed to Oregon, so he decided to go to Lane Community College and redshirt there and kind of get well and then go to Oregon the next year. And then the coaching change you mentioned decided to take away his scholarship, so he went to San Jose State.
It worked out well for him, now playing at the AA level. Chris C. steps in, a pitch outside. Mark Wazikowski, who was the recruiting coordinator, he left for Purdue. Wazikowski has since come back, so Strom has a connection with U of O. He may still, you know, have the connections there and be somewhat involved with his hometown school, but not where he actually went. He's at first base, nobody out. The 1-0 offering to Chris Cease. Off-speed pitch down the pipe. And strike one on the center fielder. Strom went to San Jose State instead. Played there 2017 to 2019 in the Mountain West Conference. Hit 382 his junior year. And impressed people enough to make sure, yeah, he can play professional baseball. The 1-1 pitch is inside to Cease, 2-1. Strom building his power as well. Wasn't a big home run hitter in college or collegiate summer ball. All six of his home runs in college came his last year. And has shown some pop in the minor leagues as well. Two balls and a strike to Chris Cease, who has showed some pop in this series. Next pitch to him, big cut. He was swinging for the fences once again. Two home runs
in the last two games for Chris Cease. Frisco trails 5-1 in this ball game, top half of the sixth inning, and our penultimate inning. Seven-inning affair here in the latter half of a two-game day of sorts. Finished out the suspended game from yesterday, then playing seven innings in game two. The 2-2 pitch to Chris Cease swung on and lifted right field side foul. And remains a 2-2 count to the Schenectady, New York native.
How long did you practice that?
You know, for whatever reason, Schenectady always came easy to me. It seems like it would trip you up, and believe me, I'll stumble over a lot of names. Schenectady just, it rolls off the tongue for me. It's easy. I don't know why. 2-2 pitch to Chris C. Swung on and missed. Swings over the breaking ball, and he punches out. One down here in the sixth inning. But there's some of those words, you know. It looks hard, and you say it. That felt good. Like a good fastball, you just drill to the gap. For broadcasters, it's Schenectady.
I wouldn't know about either of those feelings. But
you've never said Schenectady and just felt great about it?
No, I just point at you, and you say it for me.
Trevor Hover to the plate. With the runner at first, one down. 5-1 deficit for the Rough Riders in the sixth. First pitch to Hover is a strike. Speaking of pronunciations, I asked Hover, what's the worst you've gotten? Him and Thomas Sajacy, asked the same thing. You'd think Sajacy would have gotten worse.
Yeah.
Because S-A-G-G-E-S-E, like, you're looking at that. Oh, how do you say that? Hover's a little easier. Here's the 0-1 to Trevor. From Devin Sweet, the right-hander, a long pause, deals inside 1-1. Sajacy has gotten the ones you'd expect. Sagacy, Sajacy, that sort of thing, which I get. It's hard to say. Hover, you'd think Hover or Halver would be the two.
Yeah,
like, it's understandable if you miss it with Halver. But he said he gets Hoover. And I say, how in the world do you get Hoover out of H-A-U? That makes no sense. Hover, Hoover, whatever you want to call him, but just call him Hover.
You see letters, right. Just guess at that point.
Yes. Hoover is a normal name. It's H-O-O. Like, that's...
it's like not Connor Hoover on
Connor,
the other
there
side.
Is a literal Hoover on the other team. Pretty standard. No, it's Trevor Hover. He's at the plate, down one ball, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch from Sweet. He takes a cut at it and does not catch up to it. The off-speed got him swinging. And strike three to Trevor Hover. Two down on two straight strikeouts. It's Scott Capers to the plate.
Has anyone ever mispronounced your name? You have a pretty simple name.
Technically, everybody. It's supposed to be Worden, but nobody says that, so I just go Worden. Whole family does. But the true, like, Irish pronunciation, or Scottish... Where am I from? Scotland. I forget sometimes.
I can't don't ask me.
I don't know why I looked at you. Where am I from, Zach? Who am I? Scott Capers takes a ball high. Yeah. Bigley's pretty easy. Nobody's ever said Bidgley, right?
No, not so far. I've been called Zach.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I've dead get out of here. In a job interview one time.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know what to say, so I didn't correct him.
The 1-0 to Scott Capers swung on, foul tipped into the glove. Two down runner at first. They were interviewing you or you interviewing them?
No, they were interviewing me.
They called you Zach. Did you get the job?
No, I did not. But they called me Zach three times in the interview.
You don't want to work with them if they call you Zach.
Exactly.
It's a good thing you didn't get that job.
Yeah.
The 1-1 pitch to Scott Capers from Devin Sweet. Breaking ball high. Catches the top of the zone. 2-1, or what? Pardon me, one ball and two strikes.
I've also gotten Zachary, which is very strange. Instead of Zachary.
Instead of Zachary, yeah.
Zachary.
No way.
Yeah. That was substitute teacher in college.
Yikes.
Substitute professor, I guess.
It's not a Starbucks barista. That makes more sense. 1-2 pitch to Scott Capers is at the top of the zone, taken for strike three, and that's the inning. Three straight strikeouts from Devin Sweet. And no runs allowed through the sixth inning. Zach Bigley will be on the call when we return.
Who?
In a 5-1 ball game, Arkansas in front of the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Here we go into the top of the seventh inning. It plays as the final inning of this ball game tonight. Rough Riders finished up a suspended game earlier today, and we finished with a 7-inning ball game on the nightcap. New Rough Riders pitcher is Alex Spies on the mound, taking over for Nick Starr, who through the last 2 frames ended up allowing just 1 run on 2 hits in his outing. Alex Spies, the big right-hander out of Georgia, hard thrower. He'll touch in the upper 90s with a nasty, devastating slider. Faces the top third of the order, Leo Rivas to start things off. Rivas lefty at the plate, and Spies delivers. First pitch outside, and it's 1-0. Rivas today a sacrifice fly in the third. He's 0-1. He walked in the first. 5-1 our score. The pitch. Misses away. And it's 2-0. 2 runs for the Travelers in the third, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. Rough Riders' lone run of the game coming in the 4th inning. Speeds the 2-0. Misses away again, this time at 100 miles an hour on the fastball. And it's 3-0. A good fastball from Alex Speeds with a lot of movement, just about controlling it. The 3-0. Misses outside for 4 on the slider. And Leo Rivas makes his way to first base on the 4-pitch walk. Robbie Tanerowicz steps in now. Tanerowicz 2-for-3 with an RBI double and a run scored in the 5th. 5-1 Arkansas leads. Stretched by the right-hander in the first pitch. Here she comes. It's down the heart of the plate for a strike with the slider, and it's 0-1. The slider from Spies will be in the low 90s. He'll throw at 91 to 93 miles an hour. Fastball in the upper 90s. Spies ready. And he delivers home. Tanerowicz swings, grounds it to short. Acuna fields, flips onto second, and he wildly throws it away into right field, down the line into foul territory against the sidewall. Rivas up to third, he gets the stop sign. And it's a throwing error on Luis Angel Acuna that allows runners to go to second and third with nobody out in the 7th. What could have been a double play ends up being an error on Acuna on a tough play going to his right, fielding it, and quickly trying to pinwheel it to second base to Dio Arias, but he threw off to Arias' left and out of his reach. And it's a fielder's choice, E6 on the throw. Runners at second and third, and nobody out. And Scott Capers is going to go talk to Alex Spies, so a complete flip of the inning. What could have been 2 outs, nobody on, is now nobody out and runners at second and third base. 5-1 Arkansas already. Robert Perez Jr. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in tonight's game. Perez, right-handed batter. Infield comes in for the Rough Riders just like they did in the 5th inning. And Spies ready from the stretch he offers in the first pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses. 1-0. This is Game 4 of the 6-game series between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. We'll have Game 5 tomorrow for you. Saturday contest, 7:05. The 1-0. Hard line drive up the middle, pass to diving Acuna into center field, base hit. Rivas scores. Tenerowitz around third. He crosses home, and it's a two-run single for Robert Perez Jr. to make it 7-1 Arkansas. Attacking the second pitch from Alex Spies on a slider down the heart of the plate. Isaiah Gilliam steps in now. 7-1 Arkansas here on the top of the seventh. That plays as the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander pitches inside of the lefty, and it's one ball and no strikes. In that game tomorrow, Rough Riders will turn to Ryan Garcia, who's 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA. The former UCLA Bruin makes his second home start, the 1-0. High off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. I should say his first home start. His first two came on the road in San Antonio. On the other side, it's Brian Wu, the number six prospect in the Mariners organization. This rotation is so good. The pitch. And down the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-1. From Emerson Hancock, Bryce Miller, Brian Wu. Really good starting rotation for the Travs. Really good starting rotation for the Rough Riders as well. Two of the best in the minors in terms of prospects. 2-1. Just outside, misses with the slider, and it's three balls and one strike. And the crazy thing is, so far, it's been an offensive series. Seven runs tonight for Arkansas, the most the Rough Riders have allowed all season. The pitch. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate, and it's 3-2. And between games 2 and 3, the Rough Riders scored a combined 22 runs. Only managed one run tonight on four hits. Gilliam 1-for-3 tonight. He had an RBI single back in the fifth inning. Spies stretches. He pitches. High off the outside corner for ball four. It's the second free pass issued in the inning. Puts runners at first and second. Nobody out for Jake Enchia. No action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Spies has allowed the first four to reach and one on a fielder's choice error. Here's John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, out of the dugout to go chat with Spies. So 7 runs, 10 hits for Arkansas. Spies had been good up to this point in the season. He had not allowed a run. 3 1/3, no runs, just 2 hits, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Goble has set his piece, and he's back to the Rough Riders dugout. But 2 runs crossing. One of them unearned to this point. Can't assume the double play, and either way, there would still be 2 outs if you did assume the double play. Spies readies. And he deals home. This is high. 1 ball, no strikes to Jake Enchia. Rough Riders have missed some opportunities in this game, though. They stranded 2 aboard in the first and 2 aboard in the fourth. The offering. Rip and a miss and a slider away. 1-1. They've stranded 7 on the game. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, 2 balls, 1 strike. See if the Rough Riders can get their offense cooking tomorrow. Another crazy thing is you have Kyle Tyler coming into the game at 23-plus ERA. The pitch. Rides inside, it's 3-1, and the Rough Riders, who have scored the 22 runs in the last 2 games. Only managed 1 run against him in 4 innings. Just how baseball works sometimes. Spies readies in the 3-1. Fits on the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 3-2.
I think you're right. It goes both ways. Like Frisco could say the opposite way, and they take Emerson Hancock and Bryce Miller, two of their best prospects, and handle them really well, and then do the opposite against Kyle Tyler.
Baseball's weird. 3-2. Fouled straight back. Still 3-2.
But hey, to get, I mean, even if they don't come back to win this game, 2 wins apiece through 4 games, you got the weekend to split it or take a series win over a team that came in with the best record in the league coming in this series.
I would have liked to build a three-game win streak tonight. Okay, there's still another inning, half inning.
Frisco's got 6-7 runs in them.
I think so.
3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner at the knees. And he strikes out Jake Anchia. Mike Salvatore steps in now. One away, two aboard, two in. It's 7-1 Arkansas. Top of the seventh inning. Final inning of regulation in this ballgame. Salvatore still in search of that first career double-A hit. He's 0-3 today. Spees offers. High fly ball, shallow right field. Strom racing in. He's under it. And the right fielder makes the catch. Two outs. It's a big second out for Alex Spees. Now face Patrick Frick, who's 2-3 today. A double and a single. Grounded out in the sixth. Infield retreats back with two outs. 7-1 Arkansas. Two runs in here in the seventh. Right-hander's pitch. This is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Spees. He's touched 100. He offers. There's a slider for a strike. Right down the middle of the plate, and it's 1-1. That's the thing. The slider is usually so good, he can throw it down the middle, and it's very effective still. 1-1. That one just misses high and tight on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and one strike. And Spee is laughing, thinking he should have gotten that call, and he probably should have. Just missed, according to home plate umpire Alex Nash. The 2-1. Ground ball up the middle. Acuna has it at short and flips on to second the short way to get the out on Gilliam. Side retired, two runs across. It comes on one hit, one error, and two left on base. To the bottom half of the seventh inning. Our score, it's the Travelers 7, the Rough Riders 1. On the Riders Baseball Network and Bally's Live.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, it plays as the bottom of the ninth in this seven-inning contest. Rough Riders needing 6 to tie, 7 to win it. A trail 7-1 to the Arkansas Travelers. He's Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Jax Biggers, Thomas and J.C. Luis on Helicunia, 9-1 and 2 due up for the Rough Riders. First pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. New man out on the hill for the Travs. It's Travis Kuhn who takes over. He deals. Check swing on a pitch low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Third pitcher used tonight. It went Kyle Tyler in his start. Devin Sweet threw two innings in relief. And then now Kuhn, the pitch is cut on and missed. It's one ball and two strikes. Just like we saw a lot of Devin Sweet over the last 2 years, similar with Travis Kuhn, a very familiar face here at Riders Field. The Laguna Hills, California native, a former 19th round selection by the Mariners in 2019 out of San Diego. The 1-2, fouled straight back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. He's pitching in his second season with the Travs. A 4.10 ERA last year in 50 outings with Arkansas. 1-2. High off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Thomas DeJacy waits on deck for the Rough Riders. 7-1 Arkansas. Bottom half of the seventh. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. Got him. Over the slider down low and strikes out Jax Biggers for the first down. So JC 0 for 3. The Rough Riders' hits today have come from Dio Edias, Chris Cease, Trevor Hover, and Jax Biggers. They've been kind of sprinkled throughout the game. Only two hits in one inning here tonight. The pitch is grounded foul left side over to Acuna in the on-deck circle. 0-1. That was the fourth inning where the Rough Riders had two hits. Just a couple singles. That was their only inning where they scored a run tonight. They trail 7-1. 0-1 on Sajacy. We've had 12 innings of baseball tonight. Some say it's better than 9. I'd say they're right. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. At least in April. Ask me again in August or September, and I might have a different answer for you. Pitch in from Kuhn. Finds the outside corner for a strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2 on Sajacy. Lined out to right field with runners at second and third for the final out of the fourth inning on a great diving catch by Robert Perez Jr. The pitch is inside, and it's two balls and two strikes.
I'd rather play 15 innings. Maybe more. I never get to the end of a game and feel like, we played too much baseball today. I've never once felt that. Play some more.
Okay. 2-2. Line foul right side. It's still two balls, two strikes. I'm sure there are a lot of people that would disagree with us. And we're probably going to hear about it after the game.
I can take that.
Kuhn peers in. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He offers the 2-2. Off the outside corner, he let out a grunt as he let go of that fastball. And it's three balls, two strikes now on Sajacy. Sajacy said he wanted to work on his eye this year, but most of all, he just wants to do damage every time he comes to the plate. Payoff pitch will have to wait. Kuhn steps off. Talking to Eric Dorton, the roving hitting instructor for the Rangers, last year pitching coach for the Rough Riders, he said, so JC can just roll out of bed and hit. It's the kind of hitter he is. The pitch is pop foul right side. It's three balls, two strikes. And while he's off to a bit of a slow start this year, he said, pay no mind to that. He will go on a hot streak and he'll turn things around so easily. And it'll be as if he'd been hitting 300 from day one. That's the kind of player he is. Payoff pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle, behind the bag at second. A backhanded stop, Patrick Frick. And he throws out Sajacy at first. Two down. That brings Luis Angel Acuna up to the plate. Final opportunity for the Rough Riders to try and come back. Trailing 7-1 in this seventh inning. Will play as the final inning tonight. 0-for-3 night for the Riders shortstop. And the first pitch from Kuhn. High and away, it misses. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders and Travelers will play game 5 of this series tomorrow. Saturday Night Baseball. Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. We'll have Girl Power Night, which we're really excited for. The 1-0. Flicked foul right side. It's one ball and one strike. Have a Women Who Lead panel before the game on the first base dugout. And a whole lot of awesome themes throughout the ballgame. Expecting a really good crowd. It's also Girl Scout night. 1-1. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Might have to eat some Samoas up here in the booth tomorrow.
You're buying. I'm eating.
No.
Okay, I'll bring them. I'll do it. You've earned it.
Okay. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high inside fastball, and there's your ball game. Rough Riders fall to the Arkansas Travelers 7-1 on this Friday night. And fans excited for fireworks postgame here at Riders Field. Unfortunately, the Rough Riders couldn't muster anything on the offensive side outside of a run after scoring 13 in the game earlier today. The Rough Riders fall, and they move to 7-6 on the season. Arkansas to 9-4, the best record in the Texas League. Josh Wharton has the postgame show for you next. Rough Riders, they fall 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Rough Riders win and lose on the same day and have split the day and the series so far with the Arkansas Travelers, two teams that came into today, or after today's first conclusion of a game, were tied for first in their respective divisions. Arkansas takes this one, final score of 7-1. After Frisco won the first game 13-5, it started yesterday, suspended by rain, closed it out with a win, but then could not complete the two-game single-day sweep this evening and drop a 7-1 decision to the Arkansas Travelers, who improved to 9-4. Frisco is now 7-6 on the year. We'll go over scores and update you on the standings as we continue on the post-game show. We'll look back through this game and the top performers in this contest. There were 10 hits by Arkansas, most of them towards the middle portion of the game. A little pitcher's duel, and sure, two scoreless innings for each pitcher isn't that long. I don't know if that qualifies yet as a prototypical pitcher's duel, but in a seven-inning game, that's almost like four scoreless innings in a sense. But Arkansas struck first in the third inning, got a couple runs there, and then got two, I don't want to say cheap runs in the fourth, but there was two outs, nobody on, and then a two-strike pitch that probably should have been called strike three. That led to two runs and a two-out rally for the Travelers. And by that point, Frisco never pulled within two. From that point on, Arkansas tacked on a couple more in the final frame and wins this game 7-1. Frisco got just four hits in the ballgame. Dio Arias had one of them with a walk as well.
Kellen Strom walked twice and scored the only run of the game for Frisco. Chris Cease and Trevor Hover went back-to-back in the lineup with a base hit apiece. And Jax Biggers provided the other hit, a bunt single. Pretty good look for Jax Biggers, who's still trying to figure out his swing, get on time with each pitch he's seeing. So glad to see a little bunt single, get him aboard. And Jax goes 1-for-3. In the ballgame today, Scott Capers had the lone RBI on a sacrifice fly back in the fourth inning. Looking through the pitching today for Frisco, Tekoa Roby got the start. He does suffer the loss. 4 earned runs in 4 innings for the 21-year-old. He was followed by Nick Starr, 2 innings, 1 run, and Alex Spees, 1 inning and 1 run. The winning pitcher today is Devin Sweet. Came in relief, 2 innings, no runs, and the right-hander gets the victory after 4 pretty solid innings for Kyle Tyler. Came in with an ERA over 20, and you figure, it's going to improve from there. And it did, just 1 run allowed in 4 innings for the guy with some major league experience under his belt. And he gets not a victory, but a good start for Kyle Tyler here in this Friday evening affair. Well, looking around the Texas League and seeing what other teams have done in both divisions here, with Arkansas representing the North, they'd like to see Wichita and Tulsa fall, and one of them will. They're playing each other in this series. Tulsa leads at the bottom of the ninth by a run. Some other scores around the league, Corpus Christi and San Antonio going at it in Corpus, bottom of the ninth, San Antonio up 5-3. An 11-inning affair with Midland winning an extras at Springfield, 6-5. Amarillo drops a 5-0 decision in Northwest Arkansas, and so Frisco does remain tied for first place in the Southern Division. Amarillo would have been a game behind, but yesterday they had come from behind win. They were down to their final strike, a 1-0 ball game, bottom of the ninth inning. And with 2 strikes on the hitter, grounded a ball to first base under the glove of the first baseman, but they went on to win in extra innings. And Amarillo actually took a half-game lead over Frisco, and then the Rough Riders win a game and lose a game today to knot it up at 7-6 atop the Southern Division standings. Arkansas and Frisco split a couple games, 13-5. Frisco wins it, and then 7-1. Arkansas wins it, and now the series is tied 2 games apiece. We'll play tomorrow at 7:05, and then Jack Leiter will be on the hill at 4:05 on Sunday. Should be Ryan Garcia tomorrow on the hill, the UCLA product for the Frisco Rough Riders. Again, 7:05 start tomorrow. We'll be on the pregame show at 6:50. For the 7:05 first pitch on a Saturday affair for Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. We'll have a Women Who Lead panel on the first base dugout. It'll be piped through the PA system so anyone in the ballpark can listen in before first pitch tomorrow evening. And then Sunday should be a fun one. Kids can run the bases afterward. There's pregame catch as well from 3 to 3:30 on Sunday. That's free for anybody with a ticket. Can go out for a half hour before the ball game. Bring your own glove and ball, and you can throw around in the outfield. Should be fun on Sunday. Well, again, Arkansas wins it 7-1 to even the series up. 2 wins apiece between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. For the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Signing off until tomorrow night. Join us at 6:50 for game 5 of 6 in the series between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. Been a fun day so far. 12 innings of baseball in the books. And each team wins 1 game of the 2. Talk to you tomorrow at 6:50. So long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!